is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has reportedly signed a directive to the Pentagon to begin using military force against some Latin American drug cartels. The New York Times reports that would be an official basis for direct military operations at sea or on foreign soil. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Use of military forces to carry out what has primarily been a law enforcement responsibility to curb narco trafficking also raises a number of legal and even logistical questions. For her part, the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, today said that members of the U.S. military would not be entering Mexico. In a statement, a White House spokesperson said only that President Trump's top priority is protecting the homeland.
An appeals court today tossed out a judge's contempt finding against the administration and the deportations of immigrants to an El Salvador prison. Today was the deadline for Russian President Putin over the war in Ukraine. It isn't clear if a meeting between Putin and President Trump is being organized. CBS's Olivia Gazis is following.
Right now, there's a lot of meetings about whether this meeting should actually take place, because today was the deadline that President Trump set for himself in issuing a new swath of sanctions on Russia, or secondary sanctions on its purchasers of oil, should it not enter into a ceasefire with Ukraine.
There has been international condemnation of Israeli plans to take over Gaza City. Reporter Robert Berger is monitoring the reaction from Jerusalem.
Maybe the most significant thing is what we heard from Germany. Now, that's a country that's Israel's strongest supporter in Europe, and they're committed to Israel's security because of history, the Holocaust. And they came out and said, we're not selling any more arms to Israel that could be used in Gaza.
The Justice Department has subpoenaed New York's Attorney General over whether she violated Trump's civil rights in her handling of a civil fraud investigation. Letitia James says any weaponization of the justice system should disturb every American. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
One of the dangers of calling for Department of Justice investigation of James is the chilling effect it may have on her and others in bringing cases that they believe are righteous. And in fact, we have to remember, in the case against Trump, he had a judgment against him.
An advocacy group is suing the Justice Department and FBI for records on their handling of the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Democracy Forward wants senior administration officials communication about Epstein documents and any correspondence between Epstein and President Trump. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 251. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine historians know the significance of today's date. On this day, August 8th, Racine marks its 177th anniversary as a city. Racine incorporated in 1848, just months after Wisconsin became a state. An 18-year-old Navy recruit died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The victim, identified as Kayshawn Wilkerson of Ocala, Florida, was found unresponsive at a firing range and pronounced dead at the scene. With more than 1,100 cats and kittens currently in care, the Wisconsin Humane Society is calling for help. They want people to become foster volunteers to help ease overcrowding. There's more about how to help on the Humane Society's website. The future of policing in Sturtevant is uncertain as officials consider shutting down the police department. Officers and union leaders say they worry about losing local control and slower response times. The village is promising a public discussion at a meeting on the 12th. Milwaukee County may soon get its first Costco, and it's not too far from around here. A plan moved forward last night to develop over 20 acres near the Franklin and Oak Creek border. If everything is approved, construction could start next year. And the groundbreaking for Herrick Village marks Racine's first affordable housing subdivision for low to moderate income families. Habitat for Humanity plans to build 12 to 14 homes on a vacant lot along South Memorial Drive using private funding. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. Had three hard contacts. On base three times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lake. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 90 degrees at our studios.
Love me do. News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Happy Friday. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. My friend Robin will be here later to play some Fast Money. Brett Hoffman will join us in the 5 o'clock hour to tell us about all the new movies opening up this weekend. And of course, we have another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we'll feature the class of 1970, and that's coming up right after the 5 p.m. news. Keep it here on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be?
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. It made me feel like a man inside. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby, loving me.
Now the night's alone and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so. And you're too proud, you won't give in. But when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe. With a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe. And the happiness that died, I let it get away. Playing every day.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Have you been going to the Wisconsin State Fair? Did you get one of those big lemonades? That was always my favorite. This Sunday at the Wisconsin State Fair, it's the Turtles and their Happy Together Tour. The Turtles are going to be joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Cowsills. That should be a fantastic show. and tickets are on sale now. We'll see you at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Today's big deal of the day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Flavors on the fast track tomorrow from 8 to 4 at the Union Grove Car Show on Main Street. While you check out the rides, make a pit stop at Just Brew It for sizzling hot dogs, signature ice cold drinks, and their car show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been Racine's go-to for comfort food that hits the spot. From classic pizzas and golden fried chicken to hot sandwiches and stuffed calzones, every bite satisfies. This August, things are heating up with the Hot Honey Pizza, your favorite Ferraro's pepperoni pizza, topped with a bold, sweet drizzle of hot honey for the perfect kick. It's a limited-time twist you don't want to miss. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Matrim Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. You ever hear that phrase, raise the roof, when you're talking about having a great time or playing the music really loud? Well, all of that raising of the roof can be tracked back to this song. When you raise the roof with your rock and roll, you get a lot more kicks with a little bit of soul. From 1967, it's Music Explosion and a Little Bit of Soul on WRJN.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You gotta bend like you wanna be in a prayer. And then a little bit of soul will come your way.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN, and so is the Don Rosen Morning Show. His show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With more than 1,100 cats and kittens currently in care, the Wisconsin Humane Society is calling for help. They want people to become foster volunteers to help ease overcrowding. The Humane Society says fostering provides a space outside the shelter, and the group says anyone can do it, and you don't need experience or a big home. The shelter says they promise to guide and support all foster families through the process. There's more about how to help on the Humane Society's website. The Lake County Coroner has identified the Navy recruit who died at Naval Station Great Lakes. The report says 18-year-old Kayshawn Wilkerson of Ocala, Florida, was found unresponsive after a shooting in a firing range Wednesday. Officials say the death was caused by a self-inflicted wound. The wheels on the bus will soon be moving with kids on them, and school bus safety is the August law of the month. Melissa Kay reports.
We're getting closer to the start of the school year, and that means more kids walking or biking early in the morning and in the early afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers the August law of the month is school bus safety. They say traffic patterns change when school is in session. You'll see more school buses on the road, and you'll need to be mindful of your surroundings to help keep kids safe. Each year, more than 600 crashes happen in Wisconsin involving school buses. The Wisconsin DOT says these crashes are preventable. Remember the rules. When you see flashing red lights, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. Flashing amber or yellow lights mean the bus is approaching a pickup point and you should slow down and be ready to stop.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lake. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 90 degrees at our studios.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
when she's gone.
People, ain't no woman like the one I love.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What is your favorite sandwich? Here's the top 10. Coming in at number 10 is meatball. Number 9 is roast beef. Number 8, club sandwich. Number 7, BLT. PB&J comes in at number 6. I would have thought that had been a little bit higher. Tied at number 4 is ham and tuna. Turkey is number 3. Number 2 is grilled chicken. And your favorite sandwich is grilled cheese. What? No hamburger?
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of a loss of tenil. I have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden grace. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
We'll be right back.
And Timeless Hits on WRJN, where you can join Terry Havel tomorrow morning from 10 till 2 for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a mix of unforgettable stories, classic hits, and deep cuts that bring rock history to life. So don't miss this entertaining and enlightening ride through music's greatest moments. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets tomorrow, 10 till 2 on WRJN.
Chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, just how smart is your dog? It turns out that dogs are more like our children than we realize. Two studies found that man's best friend possesses a two-year-old child's capacity to understand human pointing gestures. And the baby talk that pet owners use when speaking to the family pooch allows the animals to be socially stimulated, just like our kids.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
show. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
All the world overside, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There is condemnation of Israel's plans to widen the Gaza war at the UN.
The Secretary General is gravely alarmed by the decision of the Israeli government to take control of Gaza City. The decision marks a dangerous escalation and risks deepening the already catastrophic consequences for millions of Palestinians.
Spokeswoman Stephanie Tremblay, we're still awaiting word on if there will be any action on Russia today. It's President Trump's deadline for Vladimir Putin to agree on a deal on Ukraine. It also isn't clear what the status is for talks between Trump and Putin. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
No decision on the meeting has been made yet. They are looking at potentially doing it in the United Arab Emirates or Rome and Italy. The important part about that is those are two places where the president has already been. So when you think about the security apparatus of what it would take for the Secret Service to feel comfortable with this type of meeting, those are two places that are already vetted.
Mexico's president on reports the Trump administration may use military force against drug cartels deemed terrorist organizations.
Claudia Sheinbaum said,